Okay.
Feel free to call them in order.
All right.
Okay. Oh, you don't need to give your spiel first?
And that will come after the meeting is in
Okay.
session.
Sorry, I forgot that. Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. Carrie, you
All
want
right.
to tell us?
Welcome. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before the meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking on the link or calling the number in the original email to members and city staff. Members, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Please use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all panelists will be unmuted briefly. Staff, please click the raise hand feature when you are asked a question, and the chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. The clerk will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share any documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn your video on, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. And well, I guess I already did that. So first item is approval of minutes of June 18th of this year. Any comments, questions, motions to approve? Gail?
Move to approve the minutes.
Okay, it's been moved to approve them. Is there a second? Lou?
I'll second.
Okay, moving second at all in favor, do not raise your hand. All opposed, raise your hand now. Okay, minutes are approved. Next is public comment period. Are there any public comments on the docket today?
We did not have anyone registered to speak for the public comment section.
Okay. Then we're on to disclosures and recusals. Anybody need to do that today? Okay, seeing nobody needs to do that, we're all players today. And we have one variance petition, 1853 Helena Street. Katie, are you going to give the city's position here?
Yeah, I will
Okay,
take it away.
good.
So
Let
we
me
have
pull up
one
the
item.
document first for you, Katie.
Great, thank you. We have one item on the agenda today. The occupant is seeking a variance for a combination of a hallway ceiling height, and there are also stair riser and treads that are not code compliant. Both the riser and the treads are within the historic precedent. The hallway is the only thing that is not a historic precedent. This is original build. It is a sloped ceiling. So we have 15 inches of hallway where we have a full 7 feet of headroom, and then it slopes down for the remaining 21 inches down to, I believe, 66 inches, 66.5 inches. And so they're seeking a variance from the hallway height, more specifically than the treads or risers.
So Katie, I missed that. If I could ask you to repeat, you said
Yeah.
some of the things are on precedent and only the stair is not.
Only the hallway is
Yeah.
not
Oh, the
within the
hallway.
historic precedent. Both the stair rise and run, we have a precedent for. 1 inch in either direction, and both of those fall within that. So they have this, if you look at the section view, they have their full 36 inches of width for the hallway, but because of the sloped ceiling, they don't have 7 feet over the entire hallway. And so that's really the item that's being considered for the board, since that's the one we don't have a precedent for. but I wanted to note that the stair, rise, and run are also non-compliant. They're just within the precedent that we have.
Okay, so that's great clarification. So we're really only looking, this board is only looking at the hallway. We don't have to look at the stairs,
Correct.
for example.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes it very clear. Okay.
So currently there is finished space that was finished as part of the original house or prior to any permitting that we've had here. And it is being used as a bedroom on that second floor level. And they're now proposing to add off of that bedroom an office with a powder room. If you want, Carrie, if you can scroll up to the first page, we can see what's being proposed beyond that existing bedroom where they're not doing any work.
Do you need me to zoom in on any particular area of this one?
I don't think so. It would be
Okay.
like the upper portion of the right plan that we're looking at for the new area. So this hallway is just for accessing the new area. It's actually on the lower part of the plan, the actual hallway.
That again, Katie? I don't sure if I there.
Yeah, so this is a second floor. There is an existing bedroom from prior to permitting codes when this house was originally built. And the proposal is to add the office and powder room off of the bedroom. And then the
So
hallway to access is the one that's running parallel to the stairs at the bottom of the screen. And that's where we have our ceiling height issue.
okay.
We
So,
do have some photos also on this document, if that may be useful.
yes, I think that's really helpful. Yeah, so it's this one seems pretty clear, but I'd like to give the owner an opportunity, or whoever's here to represent the project, an opportunity to speak if they'd like.
Yes, now they do have 3 minutes. Both are registered to speak. Is there a preference as to who goes first between Stephen and Aaron?
I'm happy to go first. Thank you for taking the time to look at this. My name is Aaron. I'm the contractor here at Produce the documents, and I'm working with the owner on this project. Katie did a wonderful job of explaining the situation. To the best of my knowledge, it appears that the existing hallway and stairwell and bedroom seem to be in line with the original construction or shortly thereafter. And have been used by the owner for the entirety of his owning of the home for that bedroom space. We're looking to just expand that office area and the powder room. We can't meet the code currently. In lieu of that, we were planning to paint that angled ceiling with a high visibility paint, just so that it's very obvious that it's different and that you could bump your head. And then also adding some interlinked smoke detectors to help meet some additional safety requirements, since we're unable to with the existing ceiling. We did pursue looking at what that might entail to raise that ceiling, but this is a more of like a Cape Cod style home, so that ceiling that we see there is actually the roof structure as well. So any chance to try and bring that angled ceiling to 7 foot would be very costly, in adding a dormer, which would also look unpleasant, I guess, from the exterior, and it would be pretty cost prohibitive to do. So that's why we were seeking the variance request to allow this to stay as is and add these additional items of high visibility paint and smoke detectors as a alternative for keeping the slope ceiling as it is. So that concludes my comments.
Okay. And I'm not seeing everybody at once on my screen here. So, Stephen, you want to speak?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I'm Stephen Perkins. I'm the owner of 1853 Helena Street. And I really haven't got much more to say than what Aaron had mentioned, but I just hope you look kindly upon this variance. I've never had a problem walking along that corridor with that sloping ceiling. Never hit my head or found it to be an issue. The other thing that I hope you'll look kindly upon this application is that my partner thinks there's spirits and ghosts upstairs, and one of what we're really doing is redoing an unfinished attic room. And I know that once the attic room is done and a toilet is installed, she will not be scared about going upstairs. So that's a very personal reason for hoping that this passes muster. But that's really all I have to say. I think Aaron kind of outlined the more technical aspects of what we're asking for. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'd like to go back so I can see everybody at once, since I'm supposed to manage folks. All I can see with this shared screen, it's just there. Yeah, that's what I'm on. Okay. So I guess I'll just say that, so just for clarity, okay, so we're only talking about the hallway. The stairway is not an issue, and we have 15 inches of legal headroom, so almost half of the hallway is legal. And then if you think about a person walking down a corridor and their head is more or less centered, this is the way I think about it. So I look at the center point, like 18 inches from the railing there, you know, where's my head? And it's 3 inches into, you know, most people are going to be able to walk down that corridor if they can keep centered without hitting anything anyway. I guess our question does this pose safety issues that we are concerned enough about to not pass this variance? So I guess that's our task. Daryl?
Not to put Matt on the spot, but I was just wondering if Madison Fire had an opinion with maneuverability in the corridor or anything, if they had to be going in and out of it.
I mean, there's enough room for us to operate as long as we don't send the Giants in. You know, we didn't really look at it too closely, to be honest, since it was a single family thing. So I think we would be okay with it, to be honest.
Thank you. Yeah, the other thing about this is that it is an existing condition. I mean, it's the reason for the need for the variance is because they're expanding the use up there. It's not like, I would look at this differently, let's say, if it was an totally unfinished attic. They're now going to use the attic, and you know, they're doing a ton of construction work, so they could probably manage to do some reconfiguring. But this one's kind of already there and in use. It's just getting a bit of expanded use. So, Lou?
Yeah, I if my math serves me correctly, I just did. To me, it's my, I have like a, you know, the sixth floor, which has been kind of a precedence, or not precedence, but a standard that I remember, at least to my recall, on some of these head height variances. And that's wall, if I, to get to that sixth floor level, we're 24 inches, you know, of space, that corridor to walk through, although, you know, it's ahead. So I find this, you know, it's, for the conditions, inadequate result, I guess, or plan.
Thanks, Lou. Yeah, I can think of one we did not approve where the headroom in an area was like 5'4" or something in a whole area where you actually, everybody had to duck down under that. And that was different. I mean, to me, that was just too much. It's too far off code requirement. This one, yeah, it sounds like people are all thinking this is not too egregious, not that far off of required and not dangerously off. So is that consensus, or is anybody question that or think that's wrong? Lou?
I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
To approve the variance as stated in the application.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second? Daryl?
Sean beat me. Sean beat me.
Okay, Sean, well, go ahead.
Sorry, I still had a question. So I'm not ready to make a
okay,
second.
I'm trying to think of the order of this. Should we?
So if AJ wants to be the second, and then we can discuss comments, so that would be appropriate for Sean's question.
Okay, so let's go back to you.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. And so, Sean, you have a discussion point.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, it appears the existing, and maybe there's a typo, but the existing rise was 8 inches. And the proposed stair change was to take it out of compliance to 8 3/8. Just wondering, is that correct that it was in compliance in rise and now they're asking to make it out of compliance?
Looks like it to me, but I'm just going to say it's not part of what we're being asked to look at. So I would leave that because, frankly, I had a thought that, you know, you could make compliance by having a dropped landing at the top of the stairs, just drop it one riser. You have the headroom below because the ceiling below is more than 8 feet. Just drop a landing in there and then you'd have, you know, you'd save a little bit, but that's not our purview. So I've decided not to say that, although I guess I just did.
So I guess just to be clarified, isn't the owner seeking a variance for the governing stairwell, riser, and tread depth requirement as well as the ceiling height requirement?
Well, that's a good...
We're saying there's
well,
a
I guess...
Sorry, I guess we're saying that we're not going to even discuss the stair, riser, and tread because precedents in previous cases has said that's not going to be it's something we're going to just almost administratively approve. So it's truly, even though they're asking for a variance for two things, we're only really discussing the one.
Yeah, that's what I gathered, and that's why I'm trying to limit the discussion. Okay. Katie, you agree with that?
Yeah, that's correct. And I mean, Aaron can probably speak to this, but my understanding was that they were correcting other parts of the stairs. I think was the tread depth further out of compliance, and in order to bring that into compliance, the risers ended up slightly out of compliance.
Okay. Yeah, maybe he can.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So right now, yeah, the tread run or the depth was the main issue, being only 7 1/4. So trying to negotiate headroom at the bottom. And currently the existing treads are grossly out of level. So probably a 1/2 inch of pitch per tread, even though they're, when you measure from tread to tread, it's 8 inches. If I were to stick a level on there, it's quite a bit more than that. So it's trying to balance headroom being, I thought, maybe most important, and then appropriate tread depth, and just bringing the rise a slight bit out of code in order to achieve those other two purposes.
Well, is there a basement stair under this stair stacked
yes.
under?
Yes, sir, there is. Yeah.
So, again, we should not be talking about this, but of course, you'd need to make sure you don't mess up your basement stair headroom with this.
Right.
But that's just a comment and not relevant to our discussion. I mean, not relevant to our decision making, let's just say. Because we do have a motion. We have a motion and a second on the table right now.
I guess what Jim, I guess the only reason I thought it was relevant is that I haven't seen a case where we've allowed making something. I mean, I understand the logic, but it's just, it caught my attention that we're about to say we're okay with you making a different element non-conforming, you know, bring something out of code, right? And so I think that's just irrelevant to discuss that first, you know.
Yeah. I will say that does happen occasionally in precedent variances where something is like wildly out of compliance and they're able to correct that. And, you know, stairs are complicated, so often correcting the headroom makes something else thrown out of balance. And sometimes that's the best you can do with the old houses is keep it in that precedent of what we've approved and considered to be safe with the interconnected smoke detectors or whatever the alternative is.
Okay.
So yeah, Sean, I do agree with you. And I it's very appropriate to comment on this. Just like, I guess I'm going to leave that on the table to the owner. You know, unless I'm missing something, you could drop that landing and get a really nice stairway in terms of flatness, as long as you don't screw up your basement headroom. But that's just talk and not relevant here to our motion and second. So are we ready to vote on this one? Anybody else have questions, comments, or are we ready to vote? Seeing no hands, I'm going to assume we're ready to vote. All in favor, raise your hand. I'm sorry. All in favor, do not raise your hand now. All opposed, raise your hand now. Okay, it passes. Thanks for coming in, folks.
Kyle, we'll follow up with you later this week regarding the variance and the next step to get everything finalized.
Okay, so we're on to new business communications and announcements. Anything on that?
Kyle didn't leave us with anything that he wanted to make sure the board knew. I don't know if we have any new applications that have come in for August yet, either Katie or Ethan.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
So that will still be to be determined, and we'll send out communication regarding an August meeting as soon as we have anything else. But otherwise, oh, Matt has a communication.
Yeah, Matt.
I have a question for you guys. I'm working with an architect. Well, an architect has reached out over for St. Bernard's Church for possible elevator variants. Is that something that would go to you guys, or would that go to DISPIS? Do you know?
Well, if their plans are being reviewed by the city of Madison, wouldn't that come to us?
I believe it would be us. I can confirm that is under our purview, though.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Looking at it at this point, so that's why I'm just asking in case they do ask me.
Awesome. Yeah, I will look into that and send you an email.
Okay, perfect.
And I believe it does come to us or to Madison.
I'm pretty sure, but anyway.
Yep, we passed that last.
I thought so too, but I just wanted to make sure. So
yeah, we want the pros to give the call. So Katie,
I will search the code for us.
All right, thank you. Okay,
recently though, I mean, within the last couple of years, I believe.
Yeah, I know. Right when I started, there was a variance for fire service access elevators, but that was kind of a little different. But
yeah, we've definitely had elevator variance type things before. There's no doubt.
Okay, I know we are reviewing those plans. So if it's so it should be us.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Sorry to hijack the meeting.
No, that's great.
No problem. I have one super quick thing, and that is, in your opening statement, Carrie, you say that I can mute or unmute, and I can't. I don't know of any way I can do that.
So we can make, traditionally, we haven't made you a co-host.
That's okay.
But we can certainly do that if you'd like to. But
I don't care. I just I just thought it didn't align with what really is happening, but I don't know. I don't need to do that. I'm happy when you guys do that. So
it's a generic template that all the BCCs make. We also don't have a big enough, or I would say contentious enough board for the roll call to have everyone unmuted. So
we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
Possible, but we're never going to get to the same level as like ALRC or the Common Council.
I don't think so. Okay, thanks. Anything else anybody has? If not, we need a motion to adjourn. Daryl?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay. Motion is made. Is there a second? Gail?
I second the motion.
Okay, moved and seconded. Got it, Gail. Moved and seconded. All in favor, do not raise your hand now. All opposed, raise your hand now. I didn't think so. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.